Hello, all you naughty boys and girls of Literotica. It is time for the next installment of the things that go on in my kinky mind. I've looked forward to doing this story for a while, and I hope you enjoy it as well. Please keep writing, and I will keep responding. I've enjoyed hearing from each and every one of you. I love feedback. I love votes. I love those little H's by my stories. I'd really appreciate it if I could get some more H's. H's do it for me. And don't forget to check out my website, ravenfoxaudio.com. And I've got some interesting things going on over there. And don't forget to sign my guest book. If you've heard me, or if you want to hear me, I'd like to hear from you there. Check me out on Twitter under Raven Fox Audio as well. Now, this story is a bit different than any that I've done for Lit before, because it's not just going to be me and you. It's going to be me and two. A fantasy that's always a favorite, especially with as many times as I have gotten to do it for real. So, my lovelies, sit back, relax, and let me take you into my fantasy. I've been dating Justin for a while. Oh, he is so sexy. He's tall. He's got thick, curly brown hair and big brown eyes, wide shoulders, and he definitely fits the bill. And you would think that I would be perfectly happy with a stud like Justin. And I am. But I cannot help but notice Jenna. Now, Jenna has been Justin's roommate for as long as I've been dating him. Longer, in fact. And they actually grew up together. They've been close all of their lives. They grew up next door to each other, and they just never got away from each other. You might be wondering why it is that Justin and Jenna didn't end up growing up, getting married, and living happily ever after. And they might very well have done so, if not for the fact that lovely Jenna only likes girls. She and Justin have a friendship, and nothing more. As much as Justin adores Jenna and thinks of her as his best friend in all things, he half-jokingly, half-seriously talks about the fact that she has taken more of his girlfriends away from him than any of his guy friends. And it's been a running joke between the two of them for as long as they've been interested in women. And they are both very interested in women. So, I'm over at Justin's house. And, of course, they're roommates. So it's also Jenna's house. And Justin has invited me over for a barbecue. Just us three. And he's in the backyard, putting some burgers on the grill. Jen and I are sitting on the couch talking, and I'm trying to be nonchalant. I'm trying to just talk to the woman, but my eyes keep straying to that pair of perfect breasts that she sports. It doesn't help that she's wearing a skin-tight shirt. It makes me want to reach out and see if it's as tense as the shirt appears, stretched over her breasts. It doesn't help that she's wearing a pair of shorts that, if she were to stand and bend over, would leave nothing to the imagination. But then again, I don't think Jenna is very interested in helping me not lust after her. Because Jenna goes after all the girls that Justin brings home. And I can't say that I mind. Justin comes in with a plate of hamburgers and notices the way that I'm looking at his roommate. He looks at her after he's given me a dirty look and tells her very plainly to leave me alone. I realize that I don't know if it's the beer that I've been drinking all day or just the fact that Jenna is absolutely fucking gorgeous. And so is Justin. And I have these gorgeous people in the same room with me. And both of them want me. And the idea pops into my head. Why the hell not? Why worry? They've been together all their lives. Why would I think they would be uncomfortable being naked in front of each other? He's not interested in her. She's not interested in him. But they both are interested in me. So I stand and take the hamburgers out of Justin's hand and set them down on an end table. I reach up with my hands and pull his face down and give him a long, slow, wet kiss. He relaxes into it quickly and puts his arms around me. As soon as I feel them go around me, back up out of his embrace. While he is still wondering where I went, I quickly sit down on the couch next to Jenna, turn, and kiss her lips. She's more surprised than Justin was, but she's far from objecting. I feel her lips part and our tongues touch. I reach up and stroke her silky hair. When I break the kiss and look into her eyes, I can see my own desire reflected back at me. I know Jenna wants me. She's made it very clear before. I know Justin wants me. When he sees me break the kiss with Jenna, he's instantly in front of me. "What the hell are you doing?" he asks me. "I'm having a bit of fun. You can play too if you're good." I turn back to Jenna and give her another long, slow kiss. This time, I reach a hand out, cup one of her beautiful breasts. As I suspected, she's not wearing a bra under that tight little t-shirt. I hear Justin take a deep breath. And then he pulls me back to my feet. He's kissing me. I try to pull back to give my attention back to Jenna, my new toy, but he won't let me go this time. I feel one of his hands moving behind me. And then I feel Jenna press herself up against my back. Justin's lips are working magic on mine, and my hand is on the back of his head, and I'm running my fingers through his thick hair. As Jenna presses her breasts against my back, her hands come around and cup my own. Oh, it feels so good to have her hands on me. I've been crushing on her for months, just wondering how it would feel to be with her. And I feel like I'm going to get my chance now to know that for sure. Justin's lips move from mine to along my jaw, nipping at my ear with his teeth, before continuing down and kissing my neck. Jenna's hands are sliding around my breasts, occasionally dipping down and rubbing my hips suggestively. Oh, it feels so good to have so many hands all over me. I find myself swaying in place, lost in the sensation of these two young lovers who want to love me. I feel my nipples harden against Jenna's palms, Justin's hand in my hair. I want more. I don't want to stop. I don't want them to think about the fact that they've been friends for so long. I don't want them to worry about seeing each other naked. I want to keep up this nice, slow, comfortable kissing. Nobody's worried about anything except their next taste, their next feel. I suddenly find myself turned around, and I'm facing the beautiful, dark-haired Jenna. She presses her lips back to mine. I lean forward, fully pressing my entire mouth to hers. I want to taste every little bit of her lip, her tongue, her whole mouth. I snake my tongue out and lick along her bottom lip, being sure to follow the corners as well as the swell. I feel Justin's hands on me. He's pulling at my clothes. He's trying to be gentle. He wants to keep me wrapped up in Jenna while he takes them off. I pretend not to notice that he's doing it, and yet help him a little bit, stepping out of my shoes and out of my pant legs as he pushes them down. I'm standing there in just a t-shirt. Jenna's kissing me. Justin is nuzzling at my neck. And I am sure that I am in pure heaven. Somewhere along the way, Justin's lost his shirt, and his jeans are unbuttoned. It's like he knows how sexy I find that. Jenna breaks the kiss long enough to pull her tight little t-shirt over her head, and then her lips are back on mine. Our breasts are pressed together. Hers are bigger, firmer. Mine are soft and so, so sensitive. I ache to have her touch me, but I settle for touching her instead. It's like she can't get enough of me. At least I hope that's what it is. I feel her press her perfect breasts against mine. Her hand in my hair. Oh, I want you so bad. She kisses along to my ear and bends long enough to whisper. You know what he wants. He wants what every boy wants. He wants you to suck his cock. I smile when I hear her words, and turn back towards Justin and start to go to my knees. They stop me, pull me back to my feet, and very gently bend me at the waist. This puts Justin's cock right in front of my face, and I find that so hot. I reach out and take a nice slow lick, enjoying the flavor of him. I feel his cock twitch a bit in my mouth, and then suddenly, oh, I feel a warm, wet tongue wiggling against my cunt. Oh, Jenna behind me. Her face is pressed to my pussy, and she's licking me slowly. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Oh, please don't stop. I moan across Justin's cock, feel him twitch some more. His hands grip the arms of his chair. Oh. She sticks her tongue deeper and deeper inside me until she's literally fucking my pussy with her tongue. Now I understand why so many of Justin's girlfriends were drawn to her. Ah, she eats pussy just as good as he does. Maybe just a bit better. Oh, it feels so good to have her deep inside my cunt. She licks sticks right down to my clit. And works that for a bit. All the while, I'm moaning around Justin's cock, sucking and licking him. I feel him tense and then relax. Tense and then relax. This is hard on him. On one hand, two girls together should be very, very hot. But on the other hand, one of them has been his best friend his entire life, and he's never, ever wanted to be more than that to her. She starts moving my hips with her hands so that my mouth is bobbing up and down on Justin's cock. As I lick and slurp and suck at him, I feel myself getting closer. Her skilled mouth is working wonders on my wet little pussy. Oh, God, I want to feel you. Oh, lick my clit. Yeah, Jenna. Keep moaning around Justin's cock. If this keeps up, I know he's going to come in my mouth. I would love that. To come on her mouth while he comes in mine. So fucking hot. Her lips nibble at my outer lips, and my clit is flicked over and over again by that very talented tongue. I grasp the base of Justin's cock in my hand and let it work with my mouth, pumping him in and out, licking and tasting him. I pop him out of my mouth for a minute just so that I can get his balls into my mouth instead. Just for a little bit. I need to roll them around in my tongue. Feel how heavy and full they are. I know he wants to come for me. He wants to come on me, in me, anywhere he can get it. But I'm going to make him wait. I put his cock back in my mouth and deliberately don't come up with a good rhythm for him. I'm changing between fast and slow, sucking him hard, licking him gently. He'll never get to orgasm this way. He'll just get frustrated. He grabs the back of my head and starts using the leverage to slow me down in a steady way. He wants me to suck him off. I can feel it. But I'm not ready for that. I want that cock inside me. Feels so fucking good. With Jenna licking me. And me licking Justin. And his hands in my hair. Pushing me down further on his thick cock. God. Oh, I feel my legs start to ache. I feel her slide a finger into my cunt and concentrate on licking my clit. I'm instantly wetter. My pussy throbs in her mouth. I suck Justin hard and harder. Oh, he's moaning. I use my hand to pump his cock, milking him for a few drops of pre-cum to taste on my tongue. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Jenna. Fuck me, baby. Finger me. Oh, lick my pussy. Oh, God. Oh. Justin. He pops me off of his cock, stands me up, kisses me hard, grabs Jenna by the hand, grabs me by the other hand, and he leads us both into the bedroom. The only one of us with any clothing left on is Jenna. She's got those little shorts still on. He turns to me after we get there and tells me, "Undress her." You don't have to tell me twice. I turn to her and kiss her, tasting my sweet pussy juices on her lips. My hands work at the button on her shorts, and I slowly slide them down along with the little boy shorts she's wearing with them. She's so pretty. Her pussy's even pretty. Just perfect. Sweet. I brush up against the front of it, dip my finger in, rubber clit quick but gently, and then pop the finger into my mouth, tasting her. Just as I thought. That's some sweet pussy. I hear Justin stroking his cock behind us. I turn to look at him. His eyes, oh, I love that look in his eyes. So powerful. He's so horny. He's ready to fuck me. He says, "Lay down, Jen. Let her eat you." Jen smiles and lays on her back on the bed, spreads her beautiful thighs wide for me. Her pussy's already glistening with moisture. I enthusiastically dive right into my task, licking up her slit, tasting those juices that are slicking up her lips. I dip my tongue in her hole, get it nice and wet with her moisture, with her honey, and then spread that on her clit and go to town, licking and flicking. And then I take that clit between my lips and suck it a little bit, feel it swell. I don't know how long I was there just enjoying the treasure of her pussy before I feel Justin position his cock at the entrance to mine. He slowly slides in. Oh, he's so big. It feels so good. Oh, I'm moaning to Jenna's pussy. He grabs my hips, starts fucking. Oh, banging into me, our bodies slapping together. Every impact driving my mouth further onto her clit. I could tell by the rhythm he's building up that he's not going to last long. He's so fucking turned on. Jenna's moaning and groaning under me as well. "That's it, baby. I want you to come for me. You come for me while I fuck your buddy." Oh. Oh, God, yeah. Oh. Slap that big cock in and out of me, Justin. Oh. I wrap my lips around her clit and really start sucking. Gently and firmly and steady. She starts twitching, thrashing her head, gripping the sheets, moaning. Her moans turn to cries, and I know she's about to explode all over my face. And then I feel Justin's hand reach around my hip and find my clit and start rubbing. Oh, God. Oh, we're all close. Yeah. Oh, God. That's it, baby. Fuck me while I fuck her. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I feel my orgasm building. Oh, I feel her pussy getting wetter and wetter. Oh, God, are you gonna gush for me, Jenna? Oh, big cum in my mouth. Let me drink that girly cum down. I feel him start slamming me even harder. I didn't even think that was possible. Oh, he's fucking me so hard. Oh, yeah. I feel her go over. Oh, and she squirts into my mouth. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, she's screaming my name. Her thighs clamping against my face. Oh, her long, soft legs around me. Oh, my cheeks. Oh, her hips jut up to my mouth. I feel his cock tense, swell, and then I feel that cum coating inner walls. Oh, and he calls my name as well. Ah! Yeah! I come all over his big fat cock. My legs give out at the same time his does. And somehow we end up on the bed in a big jumble. Jenna manages to scoot over in spite of her orgasm daze. Justin wraps his arms around me and I feel his hands in my hair. He nuzzles my cheek. Jenna's arm wraps around my waist. She gives a contented sigh. I'm shaking with the aftershocks of such a beautiful cum. I am a puddle in between them. So relaxed. It felt so good. I hear Justin chuckle. Open my eyes to see him looking at Jenna. Jenna has a huge grin on her face, looking back at Justin. She smiles, a beautiful smile. At the same time, an action I can only assume is born out of their long familiarity. They each raise a hand up and high-five over me. Jenna gives me a kiss on the cheek and then says, "Hey, Justin, we should have our girlfriend over a barbecue more often." I hope you enjoyed my little walk on the kinkier side. Two best friends. Definitely double trouble. Until next time, you naughty boys and girls, enjoy my fantasies. Come visit me, and maybe together we'll come up with a few of our own. Bye-bye.